USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A bridge has collapsed in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, resulting in 10 injuries, three of whom had to be taken to the hospital Friday morning. Pittsburgh Mayor Ed Graney.
The bridge collapsed. Bus went over. So far, I think we have three that were injured. Chief Jones will be coming up to give you an analysis of exactly what happened. But right now, there's no fatalities. We do have a collapsed bridge that we're dealing with. And we'll be dealing with it throughout the day to make sure that everybody is secure. There was a gas leak. The gas has been turned off. It's not hazardous to the people. That's what I was told so far. So right now, we're still assessing the situation, getting information. But the good thing at this point is that there's no fatalities.
President Biden is due to arrive in the city to give remarks on the infrastructure plan in West Mifflin. Inflation continues to grow. Consumer prices rose 5.8% in December compared to 1 year earlier. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Strong weather will be infiltrating the northeastern United States this weekend.
A nor'easter may slam the east coast of the United States this weekend. The National Weather Service saying heavy snow, gusty winds, and coastal hazards are possible from North Carolina to New England to north of Boston. In Chelmsford, Massachusetts, Ben Quirk at Ace Hardware runs down the list of what you may need ahead of the storm.
Batteries, flashlights, gas cans go early, and then shear pins for snow blowers are big. They break mid-storm. You get stuck in your driveway. If the wind hits, chainsaws are certainly important.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Biden administration said it had offered a diplomatic path forward in the standoff with Russia over Ukraine. Now the Kremlin said it saw little grounds for optimism. Russia warned it was pessimistic, but indicated it would take its time to study the written response from the United States and NATO before it decides how to move forward. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
An illegal immigrant is being accused of murdering a Houston, Texas police officer last weekend. Now, Texas Governor Greg Abbott on Fox News says President Biden is responsible for breaking the law and must be held accountable.
Let me put this in context. You've seen, you probably have reported on, the lawlessness that we've seen in cities like San Francisco and Los Angeles and Portland and Seattle and Minneapolis, Chicago and New York City, where they have defund the police or they have criminals who are completely disregarding law enforcement. That attitude starts at the top. Starts with the president. And when you have a president of the United States who himself is ignoring the law, refusing to enforce the law, allowing criminals to break that law, that goes down into the entire system. And that's why when Biden does not enforce the border security laws, when Biden allows people in the country illegally, knowingly, and telling the public that people get to roam around illegally, when Biden is involved in secretly transporting people that they apprehend down here and they drop off in New York State. People see that and they know that's lawlessness. And I tell you what, there's an uprising in the attitude of Americans about this anger. And the lid's about to blow the top unless and until enforcing the rule of law, and that includes the immigration laws passed by Congress that exist right now. It includes the Constitution of the United States that requires the president to secure the border.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.